say I'm doing great all the time. It's like, you're not looking great. You're ugly. You don't make any money.
Wow, baby, this is good.
And I was like, yes!
You're the light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm just darkness.
You are the tunnel.
The look he gave me, he was so disgusted.
We don't go, hey, we won the national title. Good job. Now everybody get your ass back to class. Did I just out myself for having some sort of condition down there?
Some sort of glandular condition. We're just talking.
I like you, but, you know, not that.
You're not in like with me.
I have a girlfriend, man. I'm sorry.
You're not a side scroller.
No.
You're not a...
I'm not a midnight golfer.
Cheers.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Congratulations to the world champs.
Who's that?
Stay tuned on Booze and Basketball. Booze and Basketball, the best of both worlds. With hosts, Lo Stevens, and co-host, Jeff Maxwell, a.k.a. Maxwell Stevens, a.k.a. the self-proclaimed Jeff Basketball, Jack Basketball. Yes, welcome to Booze and Basketball. The best of both worlds.
Make sure you check out boozeandbasketball.com.
For all your booze and basketball needs.
Make sure you check us out on SoundCloud and iTunes and Podomatic.
And wherever podcasts are found. That's right.
Hey, Cleveland Cavaliers won the NBA championship.
Oh, really?
They did.
That's a seven?
I'm glad you tuned in during that long pause. Hey, if you watched the game.
What a game.
Man, it was a haul. If you missed it, you should go and start your life over again.
Or maybe just rewatch it.
You should check out. You're done. You've missed too much. You've missed too much now.
Yeah.
But well, speaking of...
It was a crowded Sunday, though, right?
Why are you... I'm sorry. Cut off my transition. Really? What is a crowded Sunday? Yeah, man, there's a lot of going on. Sunday. There was... So here's my Sunday.
Okay.
I watched Money in the Bank, the WWE pay-per-view, the wrestling pay-per-view. Yeah. Same time, I was watching Game 7 of the NBA Finals, two TVs. Mm-hmm. Then I went home and watched Episode 9 of Game of Thrones, if you know anything about Episode 9s, they're always super intense. And so far, if you've been looking online, people are saying it's the best episode ever of Game of Thrones. I don't happen to agree, but it was really, really good. There you go.
Okay.
Well, thank you for listening.
Did you find it?
See you next week.
Hey, welcome back to Booze and Basketball. Thanks for tuning back in. Now, Cleveland Cavaliers won. And yeah, so you didn't find yourself conflicted? You felt that you managed it well? All of the things that were on?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well done.
Me, on the other hand, I was just anticipating Game 7.
Yeah, because you don't like anything else in the world.
All I like is basketball.
The rest of your world is real plain and boring.
Nope, just basketball. When people say they... eat, sleep, and drink basketball? I literally do that.
You also poop basketball.
I do, because whatever comes in must come out.
Mm-hmm.
So I put more in, so less could come out. Now, I like to consider myself fat in basketball. You know, I'm bloated in basketball. I am, yeah. Anyway, I impregnate myself
well,
with basketball.
That's not awkward.
No, it's not.
Hey,
no, but I love basketball. So I was just really disappointed in Golden State. I had high doubts that they would come out with this one, though I still wanted them to. And I just felt like the narrative, based on how things had gone in those Game 5 and Game 6, that the narrative ended up with a team like Cleveland winning the NBA Finals. Just, down in the trenches... You know, it looked very bleak, and then they had a ray of sunshine with Draymond being suspended, managed to win that game convincingly. Draymond came back. They won that other one convincingly. And so they, despite them being on the brink, they really, had themselves against the wall, but really pushed through. And I just felt like that momentum has sort of shifted in their favor. And I was afraid because... If you don't know, I am longtime 14-15 year LeBron hater. Proud of.
He goes to meetings and everything.
I run the local chapter.
Why do you hate him so much, Lowe's?
Oh man, there's so many reasons. Where do I start?
Is it the part where he's a nice guy, yeah, or the part where
he helps the community?
The part, yeah, where he doesn't punch his teammates like, yeah, Michael Jordan,
yeah,
or which part? Which part?
I think
do you
the
hate?
One that saves kittens from trees.
That's the part you hate about him.
Yeah, man. I just, man. Oof. So anyway. So I was.
Meanwhile, your favorite player is over there raping random women in Colorado, and you love him.
What? I don't know who of what you speak.
Kobe Bryant. He was doing all sorts of awful things.
He was raping people?
Yeah, left and right.
Oh, well, yeah.
I think he's the son of Bill Cosby.
No, that's not true. Anyway, anywho.
Cosby. That's a good name.
Kobe Cosby. That's a great name. So anywho, I was. Man, I was dreading this game, but I was anticipating it highly. At the same time. So a heart was beating just looking at when the game started. It was strange. I was just reading through coverage and just so nervous. And then I'd look on my phone. It was 3 hours away. I was shaking. Because I was just imagining.
Maybe you have type 2 diabetes, buddy. I hear that happens.
I have an appointment tomorrow, so we'll see. So I found myself just super anxious because I was imagining what my life was going to be like had the Cleveland Cavaliers won. And so I went in, you know, watching the game. It made me feel even worse because, yeah, it's a great game 7, but that's exactly what was stressful to me. That was just going back and forth. It was swinging. One team was up 3. Other team was up 4. The next team up tied. And, man, my head was all over the place. Emotions all over the place. I think I needed a pacemaker at that point. So the fourth quarter comes, and once again, just a pure gladiator battle. Both teams, imperfect, neither of which were making too many shots, but they were playing great defense, making stops, grabbing boards, trying to find an open look. That one doesn't go in. Other end, that one doesn't go in. This one goes in. They answer. They counter with a three-point shot. It was just all over the place, and it was beautiful. So, last minute of the game comes in, right? And so we're headed down. It's a tie game. Kyrie Irving dribbling. Conventional wisdom says, hey, man, don't let this guy do it. We have flashbacks to game 4. You know, real ball hawk, you know, just trying to look out for himself. Faces himself one-on-one with Steph Curry in the perimeter. I almost forgot his name. More on that later. Finds himself one-on-one situation, tries to shimmy his way, shake him bacon, and then pulls up three-pointer, makes it. Uh-oh. Now Cavaliers up by 3, 53 seconds remaining. Golden State on the other end has to counter. Ball goes to Steph Curry. Oddly, Kevin Love is guarding Steph Curry. Hey, if this were last week even, you have Kevin Love guarding Steph Curry, man, it's going to be a shake and bake. Baby, let me tell you, Chef Curry's about to cook. So he dribbles. He's losing the ball a little bit. Can't find an opening. Kevin Love still staying with him, finding his footing. Steph Curry knows the shot clock's running down. Hoists one up there. Misses.
Oh, brick.
Brick. Yeah, brutal brick. Almost hurt somebody.
A lot of bricks in that game.
Yes. So Cavaliers get the rebound. Golden State doesn't know whether they should foul or not. It's just all over the place. Hey, let's flash forward. So, Cavaliers have the ball. LeBron has the ball on the top of the key. Finds a hole. Drives. Gets fouled. Lands on his wrist. He's on the floor just in pain.
I think his ankles cleared the rim. Like, he was up there.
Yeah.
And
came down.
For a second, my life flashed before my eyes.
His life flashed before
my eyes. My basketball life flashed before my eyes. I was picturing Latrell Sprewell. And Bill Laimbeer.
I saw Dikembe Mutombo. I saw Kevin Willis.
And I was like, this is the greatest moment in sports history. And then he missed the dunk. Yeah. And then felt like he broke something bad. And I was like, wow, he's going to find a way to play.
He manages to make his way back to the free throw line in true Paul Pierce fashion. And suddenly he's okay, you know? After all that pain. So that's always what stuns me.
He didn't
me
miss
about.
A free throw.
Yeah, he missed a free throw, made the second one. So Cleveland's up 4 now. Balls to Golden State. They don't have much time left. So once again, Steph Curry just trying to get it in. He's like, oh man, let me find this opening. Dribble, dribble, dribble. Misses that one too. Man, now it's down to one. Mo Spates manages to get a rebound. Tries to hoist it from the corner three.
But nobody's stupid to try and go guard him with a four-point game.
Yeah. So Mo Spates misses it. Cleveland Cavaliers win the NBA championship. Amazing. Amazing finish. And at that point, I had that knee-jerk reaction to just saying, hey, I can't take this. This is exactly what I feared. I'm upset. I'm sad. I'm mad. Nothing's ever going to be the same again. Cleveland finally has a championship, and it's largely, I mean, it's to the credit of LeBron James. And I was, you know, I spoke to myself, and I was like, hey, they did it fair and square. It was an amazing performance. LeBron played his ass off. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
He went about as hard as that leaf blower outside leaf right blower now. Blower
outside.
Jeez. But are they trying to come into our room, Los? That is loud. Yeah. That is loud.
Okay. So,
remember when you used to say they can't hear it?
Yeah.
They could hear it,
Los. They could totally hear that.
Sorry, people.
So
we debated whether or not we're going to go swimming before this to give ourselves some extra time. We figured maybe they're on their lunch break.
Yeah. Nope.
I don't know, but
these guys don't eat.
Sorry, but we're gonna keep going.
Yeah.
So apologies.
We're just pushing through. Live from the front yard.
You just gotta make sure you get closer to the mic.
Yeah. So no, but LeBron had that amazing play when Andre Iguodala tried to lay it up almost fast break fashion. LeBron just literally just snatched that off.
LeBron had about 50 blocks in the game, and I know a lot of them came after
three.
A lot of them came after the foul, or after the timeout, or after the play stopped.
He wanted to make
statements. He blocked Steph Curry all series long. One of the reasons Steph Curry was so cold during most of the series was that LeBron was just vicious.
Yeah.
He would block everything, and I remember they asked LeBron like, "Why are you blocking all the shots?" He goes, "I just don't want him to see it go in. I don't want him to see it go in because then he's gonna build that confidence."
Yeah.
And that was part of it. They really didn't get many blowouts. They weren't up by a lot during most of the series.
LeBron made it personal, and I think that's what won them that series.
And then I was listening to it on mute during the first half, and I saw LeBron and Steph Curry going at it for a while. What were they saying to each other?
Who knows?
I got to look that up, and you could look it up too, B&B. And if I find it, I'll post it. I got to know what they were saying to each other because, man, they were having it out.
They were.
I just want to know.
That was great basketball. So at the end of the day, as big of a LeBron hater I am, and hey, I'm not stopping now, but I'll even congratulate him. I will say that was one of the most impressive, if not the most impressive, NBA Finals performance I've ever seen through that three-game stretch. Just because, hey, no one had ever come back from 3-1 before. Out of 32 times, zero teams succeeded. And the Cleveland Cavaliers did it. They did it on Golden State's home floor. Not to mention Golden State was that team that won the most games in the regular season in NBA history. All of that was working against them, and they found a way to prevail in the last minute, literally. So, man, I got to give it to him. Congrats to LeBron. He cemented himself as a legend. I mean, they'll build a statue for this guy tomorrow. I'll be surprised if it isn't up by the parade.
Here's who I won't
celebrate.
Here's who I will not applaud for getting it.
Yeah.
Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cavaliers.
Yeah.
Why are you hoisting the trophy? You did nothing.
Okay, he's the owner of the team.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything. No, LeBron's the owner of the team. LeBron owns that team.
Well, but LeBron doesn't
As evidenced by when he leaves, it's gone.
LeBron doesn't have the billions that Dan Gilbert has to finance.
What does Dan Gilbert do? Why is he a billionaire?
Have you heard of Quicken?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did he do something with Quicken? Because Quicken loans Arena.
Yeah.
So he named the team after... Hey, he named the arena after his business?
Easy sponsorship.
So that's really impressive. I'm impressed.
He's a billionaire.
I'm impressed. Wow, he founded Quicken. That's amazing.
People love QuickBooks. It's a very popular software.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just making so many people's lives easy. I'm glad in a world where cancer is ravaging everybody and people are getting the AIDS.
Yeah.
And people are those AIDS.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are shooting gorillas and telling people they can't go in bathrooms and getting eaten by crocodiles. I'm glad we have Quicken Books.
Yeah.
Thank God.
And we're glad LeBron James makes so much money off playing basketball. Yeah, if we're going by that logic.
Hey, man. At least he makes me feel good about myself when, you know.
Yeah.
People are saying you can't go in certain bathrooms and you gotta you shoot gorillas and things of that nature. At least there's a hero out there.
We're eating potato chips and sliders and drinking beer while we're watching them play basketball.
Yeah. It takes people's minds off of their problems for a while.
But it doesn't solve their
problems.
Quicken
doesn't do that. Quicken doesn't take your mind off of things.
It saves you taxes.
You don't go, man, I got cancer. Well, let me do Quicken to take my mind off of it.
No, but hospitals probably use QuickBooks for their managing of...
No, they use something else.
Finances.
They use, you know...
Yeah, you know.
They use Photoshop.
Okay, so Dan Gilbert...
Microsoft Word. He's a turd.
Yeah.
I hate him. I hate his ugly, stupid face.
Okay.
I want to fucking punch him as hard as I can.
Yeah.
I give him no credit. Mm-hmm. I give no credit to the city of Cleveland.
Okay. I agree with you on that.
I would like them
one.
To get wiped off the map.
Yeah.
I would like them to let's build a moat and make them, you know, let's make them an outside country.
Hey, if you're a listener in Cleveland on Booze and Basketball, we don't welcome you.
We don't want turn it off right now. You're not welcome to listen.
No.
If you're listening to this in the city of Cleveland. Now, if you're a diehard listener and you're from, like, Minnesota and you're just passing through Cleveland, you got to turn it off,
too.
You got
to turn it off. It's a no-fly zone.
I want no downloads, no listens coming in from Cleveland. Oh, you got that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Turn it off.
Yeah,
go ahead.
We'll see you later.
Thank you. Everyone else, hey, welcome. Hey.
Keep if you're a native of Cleveland and reside somewhere else, we could talk.
Turn it off, too. Nope.
Hey, I'm on your side. We could bargain.
I hate you,
before you
too.
Go. Don't go.
All right, now that we got all those losers out of here, hey, everybody, welcome back to Booze and Basketball.
The best of both worlds.
Make sure you check out boozeandbasketball.com.
For all your booze and basketball needs.
And make sure you look at us on Spotify and Quicken for everywhere else the podcasts are found.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, the city of Cleveland.
That's number two.
May I guess Tyronn Lue? Is that?
Oh, let's put Tyronn Lue on there, too, because he was crying at the end of the game, and you know he was crying because he was so sad that he was wearing that suit. And I don't know why he would wear an ugly gray plaid suit. Like, when it's game seven. If you win this game, they're going to be taking pictures of you and stuff and putting you on things. And you're going to wear that suit?
That's the suit you're going to wear? I disagree with you on the Tyronn
Lue
wardrobe.
It was an ugly suit. It looked like it was from the 19th. It looked like he found it in his dad's closet.
Yeah, right? It was true Mad Men style right there.
No, it was not Mad Men. No, Mad Men was
a fine
gray suit.
Is that Tyronn Lue or Don Draper?
He did not look like Don Draper. He did not.
Is that Roger Sterling?
Ty Lue's also a very ugly man. He's got an odd-shaped face. He looks like a hobbit.
No, he's just always looked like an old man.
He doesn't even look like an old man. He looks like an alien old man.
Come on, dude.
He looks like Chris Bosh's grandfather.
Okay, so anyway, who else?
Oh, and also number four, Mr. Kevin Love.
Oh, come on.
Kevin Love, you lucked out, buddy, because you were a bum in Minnesota. You were a worse bum in Cleveland. You should be getting the sandwiches. I hope you have to carry the bags for everybody in Cleveland after the disgrace that you've had this series, where you're constantly a screw-up. You've screwed up all season. LeBron's hated you. He's been wanting to trade you. Kyrie doesn't even talk to you. Doesn't even look at you in the locker room anymore. You're starting to get on J.R. Smith and Mon Shumpert's nerves, and they're scrubs, too. So I'm upset that he's getting a ring. So those four people I do not applaud. Those four people / things.
Kevin
places.
Love did grab 14 boards.
Though it's real easy when Andrew Bogut's out.
He could grab those boards with Andrew Bogut there.
Then why didn't he?
Come on.
Go back and look. Tell me.
Go
tell
back
me,
and look at
tell
what?
Tell me he pulled out 14
Go
boards
back and
in a
look
game
at
against
what?
Andrew Bogut.
Okay, so are you gonna excuse the Golden State Warriors for losing because Andrew Bogut's not there?
No,
I don't think so.
I'm giving Kevin Love a pass.
But you're still making the same argument. You're not giving Kevin Love a pass.
Because ultimately,
you're giving them the hall pass. You're asking them to walk out.
Telling them to go home. I don't want to see his ugly face anymore.
You're giving them the pink slip.
No, I'm not giving Golden State a pass. I'm like, hey, man, ultimately you lost a guy who doesn't really matter that much.
Yeah. But you're...
But against Kevin Love.
Come on.
Like, Kevin Love doesn't matter that much either.
Yes, he does.
So you're like, oh, he pulled down 14 boards. They weren't essential rebounds. They weren't key rebounds.
Every rebound counts when you win by one possession.
No, not every rebound. Did you see him? He was getting lucky.
That wasn't getting lucky. It's called the art of rebounding.
Nah, man.
Bill Russell perfected it in the 60s. It's a video I recommend you guys watch. The art of rebounding.
Ooh.
Amazing stuff.
Let me tell you, he got lucky. Every rebound just kind of fell towards him.
No, it's eventually called knowing where the ball is gonna go.
Oh no, it would be like
Bo Draymond Spates. Green was doing like, the same thing on the other end.
It would be like Bo Spates had it, and then Butterfingers and he lost it, and he almost rolled it to Kevin Love. Like, here, you take it.
That's not what it was.
People were giving him the ball.
That's not what
it was. It's sad. It's just stunk. It stinks.
Why can't you just let this guy shine?
Because he's not any good.
And he won the. He wore the Stone Cold shirt.
He's not going to be there next season.
No, and he should.
How dare he? Stone Cold's a world champion. He's not a world champion.
He's a world champion.
He's not a world champion. He's just a world champion. He gets the sandwiches for the guys who are world champions.
No, he doesn't. He eats the sandwiches.
Kyrie's a world champion. Yeah. And LeBron's a world
champion. Kevin Love's a world champion.
And no one else on that team.
The whole roster, because they all will receive rings, including Anderson Varejao.
That's just it. And David Blatt.
Yes.
How disrespectful to the ring.
That's not disrespectful. They should only make two this year. You're on the roster.
Unbelievable.
That's not. Come on.
LeBron did it by himself.
I'm glad you excluded Tristan Thompson because he's a bum.
Oh, Tristan Thompson's great. No, you got to give Tristan one too. Bum. Tristan's the real rebounder.
He's the next Andrew Bynum.
No.
Trash.
No, he's a great rebounder. Exceptional.
Trash.
Why is he Bynum?
He's the next Andrew Bynum.
Why?
Has a big body, doesn't know how to work it.
He does a phenomenal job with rebounds.
Oh, yeah.
He's the rebounder on that team.
He rebounds and alley-oops. Another DeAndre Jordan, a.k.a. another trash basketball player. Pulls
down
those offensive
rebounds. You got to have somebody to pull down offensive rebounds when Kevin Love's getting handed to him.
No.
Why does Kevin Love not get passing? Oh, and
Tristan Thompson got cooked by Steph Curry in the perimeter? What was he doing out there?
He was trying to do something because Kevin Love probably left him hanging.
And failed. It's so disrespectful when Steph Curry shoots one of those shots and then turns around before he even makes it. That means you don't belong on the court at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
So Tristan Thompson, you're a bum. Congratulations.
Steph Curry's just Steph Curry. He's great, buddy.
Mm.
He's phenomenal.
No. Yeah, and Tristan Thompson's trash.
No, he's real good.
Go back to Canada, you bum. Get your ass to class.
I hate you.
In the words of our own Dr. Thunder. Anyway, so what'd you take of this in terms of greatest choke jobs ever by Golden State, or did they just lose? Because a lot of people like to look at that.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a choke job.
You're hearing echoes of the 2007 New England Patriots. I think at this point, every team that has had the best record in the regular season has faltered in winning the
championship. I will say this. You and everyone else are done trying to tell me they're an all-time team.
I'm done, yeah.
I ain't listening.
My love affair, done.
I still think they're the best team in the NBA. I still think they're one of the greatest teams in history. You guys were saying they were the greatest team in history, and I said, hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let's stop. They're not that great. Oh, they're the greatest team in history.
It's the same logic as you before. Prior to Game 7, say, hey, LeBron could make an argument for greatest of all time.
No, I didn't say that before. I said that after.
You were always saying that.
No.
You were always saying that.
No, no. Yes. No, I have not.
You were.
Nope.
You were.
Oh, not until I but now, go in the annals of this podcast, yeah, the over 2 years we've been doing this, and look and go, has he ever said that LeBron is the greatest of all time? No.
He said he had an argument.
He's got an argument now. Yeah. Because
he proved it.
He did what no one else could do.
Mm-hmm.
He brought Cleveland an NBA championship. They haven't won one in 10,000 years. I think the last time they won any sort of championship was when cavemen were painting on walls.
Okay, now the sentimental value is impressive. The fact that he brought Cleveland a championship.
Yes.
His second season back. Impressive. But we also have to sort of have an objective standpoint on he just brought a championship to a team. I think too much in sports, we get emotions involved.
Let me continue.
Yeah.
We talked about this off the podcast right before this. He also did it with no one else but Kyrie Irving and some Tristan Thompson. He's had his entire career terrible coaches.
Mm-hmm.
He has had terrible ownership. Jesus. He had to leave Miami because he was like, hey, man, I'm doing all the work myself here. And, Pat, I could really use some help. And you know what Pat Riley said? We'll get you Danny Granger, who can't play anymore, who had to retire, and Josh McRoberts. That's the help we'll get you. That's the big three, is a worn-down Danny Granger and Josh McRoberts. And he said, ooh, I don't like the sound of that. I'm going to have to leave. Goes back to the guy who Dan Gilbert, who had that letter where he's like, LeBron deserves to die, and couldn't get him to help last time, got him Mo Williams and Ira Neubel to do his work for him. That's not very good. Had DeJuan Wagner on that team. Had Ricky Davis, Darius Miles. Those are the quality guys that he's getting to play with. Then this year, he's here, he's got Kyrie, and Kevin Love's a bust. Kevin Love's terrible. Last year, he had to do it with Matthew Dellavedova as his second best player. He's got consistently no help. And as much as every other, name me another great player who did it all by themselves without anybody worthwhile on that team. With no coach.
I can't tell you anyone who's won, but then we look at when LeBron has won. He's had Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, and also he had Kyrie Irving. We could even take Kevin Love out of here.
Dwayne Wade's playing on one leg.
Shut up. Dwayne Wade's still making it to the playoffs. Now, LeBron James, one of the greatest players of all time. You can make the argument top two, top three, whatever. Anyway, he's one of the greatest players. But he can't. He could make it to the NBA Finals and sort of, hey, shimmy his way in there, quote-unquote, alone, one-on-five, whatever. But he needed Kyrie Irving in this series. And it's such an asinine statement to always say, no one else but. You can't use the word but when you say no one else. You have to put a period in there instead of a comma. Now, he had Kyrie Irving. Let's just give him credit where credit's due.
So Kyrie and Kevin Love were gone last year, and he still took the Golden State Warriors.
They had already made it to the NBA Finals. LeBron James had to overexert himself.
Kevin Love was gone.
Kevin Love was gone, but he made it with
the Celtics series.
He made it with Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving exited in game one. They won two games. Now LeBron James played phenomenally. Now, but he still lost. At the end of the day, there's no moral victories. He lost. The Golden State Warriors were champions.
That was still impressive.
Damn impressive, but you're giving him moral victories. No moral victories. That doesn't count in his tally. It's not 3-4. Plus, oh, by the way, when he played in 2015, there wasn't anyone there. No, he lost. That's brass tacks, he lost. Uh-huh. This year, Kyrie Irving, balling out, scoring 40 in games, hitting the game-winning three-point shot. That's not just LeBron James playing. That's him and Kyrie.
I said LeBron and Kyrie.
Balling out. But you said, oh, no one else but. Shaq had no one else but Kobe. Kobe had no one else but Paul Gasol. But Michael Jordan had no one else but Scottie Pippen. You need two Hall of Famers to win. Kareem had no one but Magic. Larry Bird had no one but.
But Kobe and Michael still had Phil. They had Tyronn Lue. Tyronn Lue's not a real coach.
Who cares?
Steve Kerr's not even a real coach.
Who cares?
I do.
Who cares?
Because he's having to be a player coach.
They won.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that thrusts him into an argument. Somebody can make a case for him and go, LeBron's the greatest of all time.
So, how great is Casey Jones?
He wasn't the man.
Huh? Casey Jones was the coach. Casey Jones was the coach of Boston when they won with Larry Bird. But we never say, oh, Casey Jones,
because
great
he player. Because he wasn't the man. LeBron has to do everything. LeBron has to be the owner. He has to be the general manager. He has to be the coach. And he has to be the player. And he has to be the star. How often does he have to take all the goddamn blame for every loss that they have, no matter how bad everybody else plays?
He's a superstar.
He could drop 70 and they go, why'd you lose, LeBron?
He's a superstar. He's the chosen one.
Yeah.
You have to be held accountable for everything. The wins,
but how come Michael doesn't? How come Michael doesn't then?
Now, Michael did.
No, Michael gets Michael no accountability. No
for
one
what?
Goes for being a shitty fucking teammate.
Yeah.
For punching people in the mouth.
Yeah.
For having gambling addictions.
Yeah.
For having all these issues.
Yeah.
For being a fucking dick competitively.
Yeah.
He was lousy to his teammates. Yeah.
You know why we don't remember that?
And why don't we get to look at that and go, I don't want that guy on my team.
Because we look at six. We look at the six rings.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, those were issues. Don't make no mistake. But when you're 20 years removed from that, all that's left are those six championships.
But is Utah one of the greatest teams ever to play the game?
One of them.
Was that Houston? Here's my issue, is we have lauded Golden State as being the most dominant team in NBA history, that this is the greatest team by far. Yeah. People haven't even, everyone who supports Golden State against the 95-96 Bulls, they always go, it's not even close. 95-96 Bulls, they wouldn't do this, they wouldn't do that. We beat the 95-96 Bulls, all these bandwagon fans, everyone, even the damn analysts, they're sitting here going, man, this is the greatest team, sorry, this is the greatest team I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And I go, okay, LeBron beat him with just Kyrie. It's him and Kyrie.
Yeah, they were proven wrong.
And they stormed, and you lost Andrew Bogut.
Why can't we enjoy the sport of all these people being proven wrong? And why do we have to just criticize the fact
Why can't we give LeBron any credit? I didn't give him any credit when he didn't win a ring. I said, can he win some rings before we start calling him the best in the league? Can he just go win some?
Yeah.
And then he won some, and I changed. I said, okay, he won some. But you still got a lot of people out there who goes, I just hate him because that's it.
Yeah.
I like Michael, or I like Steph, or I like somebody else. So that means I got to hate LeBron. That's bullcrap.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Every player needs
hate. What has LeBron done? LeBron ever go out there and start shooting kids?
Okay.
Does he bring guns to the locker room? Is he a lousy teammate? Yeah. No.
Okay.
He supported everybody who's ever been in that locker room.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's a great leader.
Uh-huh.
He's been great for this culture. He's been great for the game of basketball. Can we give him a little damn credit, please?
Who's in basketball sphere? Please go back to episode 1 or 2 ever. When we talk about, hey, it doesn't matter what a player does off court, because we're not judging them off the court. We treat players as characters. You remember that when we were talking about that?
I do.
Yeah. So why can't we feel a certain way towards a character? You watch a show, someone rubs you the wrong way, and you just don't like them. It doesn't change how they fucking act in the TV show or in life.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. No one has anything personal wrong with LeBron. Why can't they just dislike him? When you have your fans and you have your detractors. Please let me finish. You have your fans and your detractors. Everyone needs detractors to sort of prop you up to where you are. So why can't they just do their job and be the haters? And why can't they soak in their sorrows right now as haters and maybe say, yeah, okay, LeBron did it. I still don't like him. What's wrong with that?
Because it's a lie to the narrative. It's you're lying to yourself. Narrative. You're mistranslating the story.
You're not mistranslating the story.
Because it's like, hey man, you know who's really good on The Simpsons?
Yeah.
The Simpsons characters. But if you were like, nah, I hate The Simpsons.
Yeah.
I think they're boring. I like Otto. Uh-huh. Like there's something wrong with you.
It's subjectivism.
You don't get to be right because you're like, well, I think Otto's a much better character than Bart or Lisa Simpson.
It's not right. It's just opinion. Who cares?
If you're cheering for Ramsay Bolton in Game of Thrones, there's something wrong with you.
It's just sport. If everyone likes somebody, it would be terribly boring.
You don't get to have an opinion if you're stupid, Lowe's.
Yes, you do.
No.
Yes, you do.
You don't.
Yes, you do.
Stupid people don't get opinions.
Yes. I'm sorry. We live in America. Free speech means
stupid
people have a say-so, too. Hey. Prime example, our upcoming election, full of a bunch of stupid people, and someone stupid's gonna get elected.
How's that working out?
Hey, we're gonna be
not
okay.
Very well.
We're gonna be okay, regardless of who gets elected. Fucking Kermit the Frog could get elected, and we'll be all right.
I would not have a problem with that
because of checks and balances. Hey, after watching
gonna be all right.
After watching, I love that song. After watching the last Muppets revival, I would be afraid if Kermit the Frog was president. He's a philanderer. Well, you can't trust him. I don't know.
I would vote more for Fozzie Bear.
So anyway.
Are you sweating as bad as me?
It's so hot.
I'm so proud of you.
We're in LA right now. We're having a heat wave. Man, it's very hot.
Did you see how much I weigh on the board over there?
I'll check that out later.
I'm trying. It's a summer. The summer of Jeff Stevens. Jeff Maxwell, whatever my fucking name is anymore, I don't know.
So the way I see it is that, hey man,
so it's okay if you're a fan of James Harden.
Sure.
If you think James Harden's the best player in the league, that's okay. That's
it's
acceptable.
Not right, but it's okay
exactly.
If you
no,
think
it's
that.
No, it's not.
It's okay if
you don't
think
get to
that.
Talk to me if you think
then they
James
don't have
Harden's
to talk
best.
To you.
I'm the prince of basketball.
I don't think
the crown prince.
You think there's someone out there who thinks James Harden's the best player in
basketball? There's a lot of people. There are people who think Donald Trump's going to fix this country, Lowe's.
Yeah.
And enough of them that it's getting scary.
It's
The fact that, hey, look, man, this me,
yeah,
this is not a democracy,
yeah,
this is not a republic,
yeah,
this is an empire.
But I guess
I am an emperor.
I guess unfortunately, no one else follows that sort of logic.
Yeah, so look, man, yeah. if you're like, I'm gonna vote for Donald Trump, or I think James Harden, no, you don't get a
they
say.
Don't subscribe. You don't get a Jack say. Basketball doctrine you,
and basket Jack basketballia.
Jack Basketbocracy.
Yeah. You don't get a vote. Only Jack Basketball gets a vote. Yeah. And you just have to trust Jack Basketball because he's smarter than you.
So when I look at the NBA Finals in this year, and that's why we play the game. This series was the mascot of that. And that you just got to see how it plays out because this is one of the reasons why we started the podcast is because we hated, every analyst out there likes to just make predictions and doesn't wait till the game is played. And that's why we had to wait for the game to be played so we could see how the results were. And we could compare those results to how our expectations or how our, pre-analysis was. When in reality, it all comes down to X's and O's and those 48 minutes when you're on the court. And we had to wait and see for us to either be proven right or wrong about Golden State and Cleveland.
Oh, we saw.
It was game. They lost in the 7-game series. They newsflash. They aren't the best NBA team of all time. And you should take pride in the fact that you were proven right. Don't get angry at it.
What was I proven right by?
Hey, that Golden State wasn't the best team of all time. But hey, when things are going well, fans get excited, and they make predictions. And
that's why they're called fans, because fans is short for fanatic.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of basketball. You get excited. I'm an appreciator of basketball. Yeah. So, fanatics are stupid.
Come on. So anyway, just let them live. That's all I gotta say. Cause newsflash, they're not going anywhere. Not enough people.
No, they're not. Harrison Barnes is.
Yeah. Harrison Barnes.
Somebody's gonna be stupid enough to give him a big deal.
I wish I could say more on that, but I don't want to get upset because he's a fucking bum.
Very good.
He's a bum. Harrison Barnes is a bum. Andre Iguodala, please retire, too.
You're done.
Yeah.
I want to say he was drafted in, 2004, 2005. It's been around for a while.
Yeah, I think it was 2000. Yeah,
so, one of those. Awesome. Before we get out of here, can we review this beer that I already finished?
That's so funny. Same thing here. Yeah, let's review it. So, we were drinking...
You have the bottle?
I don't have the bottle. You have the bottle. Do you mind reading us the bottle?
I do.
All right.
Now, you may remember this.
Yes.
This is a sequel of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
From, Lindemann's Frambois Lambic,
mm-hmm.
Which was a raspberry-based beer.
Mm-hmm.
This is Lindemann's Palm Lambic.
Which stands for apple.
So it is a Belgian apple beer, malt beverage with natural flavors and natural sweetener. Lindemann's Palm is a lambic made from local barley, unmalted wheat, apple juice, aged hops, and wild airborne yeast. The brewers add no yeast, which is why it's called a lambic. Crisp, aromatic apple balances wild yeast complexity. True lambics are brewed only in Belgium's Seine River Valley, neighboring Brussels.
That's so... Man, why are the Europeans so possessive about that stuff? It's like, it's not champagne unless it comes from Champagne, France.
Oh, is that right?
It's not a luxury watch if it doesn't come from Switzerland. It's not a lambic or whatever if it's not from Belgium.
Product of Vliezenbeek, Belgium. We do that too, though.
What?
Like scotch. Well, that's not us. But
bourbon.
Bourbon.
If it doesn't come from Bourbon, Tennessee, then...
It's Kentucky, I thought.
Kentucky, sorry.
If it's not from Kentucky, it's not bourbon.
Yeah.
There you go.
Why do we get like that?
Because people are real particular.
Yeah.
If it's not... Booze and basketball.
It's not booze and basketball.
It's not booze and basketball.
Maybe that's our new thing.
If it ain't booze and basketball.
It's not booze and basketball.
Yeah, man. It's delicious.
Yeah.
It tastes an awful lot like a cider.
Mm-hmm.
With some small... I couldn't really... Yeah. Every sip I tried to tell the difference and go, why is this, just the yeast? What is different tasting about this as compared to a cider? It's still delicious. I give it a B+.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just... I couldn't... I loved the frambois, the raspberry, and I felt like that did a really excellent job combining with all that stuff. This, not so much. Still tasted really great, yeah. But it just didn't delineate. Yeah, from apples.
Yeah,
apple cider.
The apple took it down a lot. So I think it sort of countered against what they were going for with the flavor of the yeast, in concert with the apple. But I don't feel like they complemented each other the way that the previous framboise did. But there, with that said, apple's still very delicious. I enjoyed it so much. It did taste cider-like, but there was a delineation there. There was extra fermentation in there, but I didn't feel that it was overbearing, and that's why I enjoyed it. I will give it a B, just a solid B on my end. But I do recommend, hey, Frank, you've been listening this whole episode just wondering what to drink.
Well, he was walking there today, so he needed some time.
Yeah. He's looking at the box
score. No alcohol percentage on here.
I have 3.5, so it's very mild.
Bummer.
Alcohol by volume. But, yeah, so B from myself and from the self-proclaimed Jack Basketball over here.
Jack Basketball, yo.
The artist previously known as Jeff Maxwell Stevens.
And Maxwell Stevens. Yeah. And Hard Hitting Mitch.
Yeah. And the Blue Collar Guy.
And so many today. I'm tired. Magical Mondo.
Yeah, you read that way.
Stop making me say them. You can make me go through the list. All right, well.
Yeah.
On behalf of...
Thanks for tuning into the season finale of Booze and Basketball.
It is the season finale?
Yeah, stay tuned for the summer season premiere coming next week. We're not going anywhere, but this is the season finale. The NBA season.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're just making stuff up at this point.
It's great marketing, man.
There you go, season finale.
Yeah, so it's been a fun season. Congrats to the Cleveland Cavaliers and...
Boo!
I'll correct that. Congrats to the Cavaliers. Fuck the city of Cleveland. If you're still listening, you should be ashamed of yourself because we told you to turn it off. How dare you?
You don't listen. Why you live in Cleveland anyway. You don't listen.
You don't listen.
Should I move to Cleveland? No, it's a terrible city. I'm going to move anyway.
Who's ever said that?
Let me move to Stupid Cleveland. People, dude.
Like, do they have tourist spots in Cleveland? Oh, isn't the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame there?
Yeah, I almost got mugged outside of there.
Really?
Yeah.
They should move the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They should.
Move it to Chicago.
I hate Chicago, too. Oh, okay. Now they have this problem where they just keep killing people in Chicago. It's starting to get on my nerves. I hate Chicago. I'm very disappointed in Chicago.
I just read, I hate to go down that path, but I just saw something. This guy was live streaming on Facebook and was shot. Just watched him die. God damn it, Chicago.
Jesus Christ.
What's wrong with you guys, man?
My one buddy I knew, his name was Neil.
Yeah.
He was living in Chicago. And this guy, they put it out like an APB for this guy. He was running around town with a jar of rocks and hitting people in the fucking head with this jar of rocks and busted up their heads. And sure enough, he was trying to get to his place and he had to fight this guy off.
Wow.
This guy came at him with a jar of rocks, Los. That's what they're using these days.
That's what they're doing, man.
A fucking glass jar of rocks.
We should outlaw rifles, but we also need to make sure there's no rocks
out. We gotta cut down on jars of rocks, too. Talking about AR-15s and whatnot. I'm like, hey, look out for that jar of rocks.
Look at those pebbles in your porch. Come on.
Can we just, instead of focusing on, hey, we need to ban this gun, how about we stop just letting stupid people do whatever they want? Can we stop that?
We need to start paying attention to stupid people. Stop paying attention.
Well, why is this a problem? Because you don't put any money into your education program. Yeah. What you think was going to happen?
Yeah.
Well, we'll spend money elsewhere. We'll spend money on war. Like, cool, but understand, people are just going to get dumber and do dumb things.
Well, and we need to open the gates for mental health facilities.
That would be wonderful, too.
Yes, please.
Me and you will line up.
That's it. 2020, we're running for president.
Thank you for listening to Booze and Basketball.
The best of both worlds.
Make sure you check out boozeandbasketball.com.
For all your booze and basketball needs.
And make sure you go to SoundCloud and Yahoo iTunes and Podomatic.
For wherever podcasts are found.
And special shout out to our sponsor of the day, Quicken.
Yeah, Quicken. by QuickBooks today. Now, as we always like to say to bid you a farewell,
Mahalo.